America in the 1950s was an exciting place, filled with promise and hope, fueled by the belief of its people that anything was possible. For Nika, it was a time of turmoil, a time for growth, a time to change. Most notably, it was time for Nika to attract line contractors into its organizational fold. The specialized field of line construction came into its own relatively late in the electrical game. In the 1930s, the Roosevelt administration began to address the needs of rural America. Several Nika contractors began building lines for the government, yet many dropped out of the work. The engineering of the projects was sketchy, government financing was slow, and the training of competent personnel was a tremendous burden. As a result, much of the work was taken up by non-union workers. The war's conclusion ushered in a golden era of federal water and power construction projects. The percentage of rural farms with electricity rose from 45% to 98%.